This dress is my favorite object in the exhibition because it is an example of what happens when you take a three-dimensional object, a bow, and transform it into a two-dimensional motif, but then take that two-dimensional motif and make it a three-dimensional element again. If you look around the neck and waist of this dress, you'll see that the bow motifs were cut out of the printed fabric and attached so that they appear three-dimensional and flutter while the dress is in motion. It perfectly encapsulates this concept of abstraction that we are trying to make in this exhibition. Because the bow as a flattened motif had only begun to become popular in the 1920s, it's fun to see how immediately people started to play with it afterwards and into the 1930s. We also knew we wanted our logo for the exhibition to be adapted from a bow on one of our objects. When we saw this dress as a class in our initial viewing, we all just knew this had to be it. The color also has a big impact, which is why it really inspired our color scheme and became the tone of red we used throughout. We even loved this bow so much, we decided to scatter more of them throughout the exhibition to jazz up the walls. I also personally love this piece because I adore the style of dresses from the 1930s. They have beautiful drape and movement. In the 1930s, dresses were cut and constructed on the bias, which is more flexibility to hug the wearer's curves, and, when in motion, gives it that characteristic bounce that makes dresses from this time slinky. I personally love the open back because I didn't expect it, and it frames the spine, which gives a sense of strength and sensuality, but in a very elegant way. I think this dress is timeless and gorgeous, and it wouldn't look out of place on a wearer today.